Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 69, Scene 2. Narada visits Krishna in Rukmini's palace. And when he arrived, Narada saw that Lord Krishna was sitting with Rukmini Devi, the mistress of that first palace, who was bearing the rod of a chamara whisk. Even though there were many thousands of maidservants who were equally beautiful and qualified, and who were of the same age, Rukmini Devi personally was engaged in fanning Lord Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is worshipped even by the great Saint Narada. But still, as soon as Krishna saw Narada enter his palace, Krishna got down immediately from the bedstead of Rukmini and stood up to honor him. Lord Krishna is the teacher of the whole world, and in order to instruct everyone how to respect a saintly person like Narada Muni, Krishna bowed down, touching his helmet to the ground. And not only did Krishna bow down, but Krishna also touched the feet of Narada, and with folded hands, Krishna requested Narada to sit on his own chair. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality worshipped by all devotees. Krishna is the most worshipped spiritual master of everyone. Why, the Ganges water which emanates from Krishna's feet sanctifies the three worlds. All qualified brahmanas worship Krishna, and therefore Krishna is called Brahmanya Deva. Brahmanya means one who fully possesses the brahminical qualifications, which are said to be as follows: truthfulness, self-control, purity, mastery of the senses, simplicity, full knowledge by practical application, and engagement in devotional service. Lord Krishna personally possesses all these qualities, and so Krishna is worshipped by persons who themselves possess such qualities. There are thousands and millions of names of Lord Krishna, Vishnu, Sahasranam, and all of them are given to Krishna because of his transcendental qualities. While in Dwaraka, Krishna enjoyed the pastimes of a perfect human being. When, therefore, Krishna washed the feet of the sage Narada and took the water on his head, Narada did not object, knowing well that Lord Krishna did so just to teach everyone how to respect saintly persons. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the original Narayana and the eternal friend of all living entities, thus worship the sage Narada according to Vedic regulative principles. Welcoming Narada with sweet nectarian words, Krishna addressed Narada as Bhagavan, or one who is self-sufficient, possessing all kinds of knowledge, renunciation, strength, fame, beauty, and similar other opulences. Krishna in particular asked Narada, "What can I do in your service?" And Narada replied, "Naivad bhutang twayi vibho kila loka nate. Maitri janeshu sakaleshu dama kalanam. Nisreyasaya hi jagatstiti rakshanabhyam. Svaya ravatara urugaya vidama sushtu." My dear Lord Krishna, this kind of behavior by your lordship is not at all astonishing, because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all species of living entities. You are the supreme friend of all living entities, but at the same time, you are the supreme chastiser of the miscreants and the envious. I know that your lordship has descended on this earth for the proper maintenance of the whole universe. Your appearance, therefore, is not forced by any other agency. It is by your sweet will only that you agree to appear and disappear. It is my great fortune that I have been able to see your lotus feet today. Anyone who becomes attached to your lotus feet is elevated to the supreme position of neutrality and is thus uncontaminated by the material molds of nature. My Lord, you are unlimited. There is no limit to your opulences. Great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are always busy placing you within their hearts and meditating upon you. The conditioned souls who have now been put into the blind well of material existence can get out of this eternal captivity only by accepting your lotus feet. And thus, you are the only shelter for all conditioned souls. My dear Lord Krishna, you have very kindly asked what you can do for me. In answer to this, I simply request that I may not forget your lotus feet at any time. I do not care where I may be, but I pray that I may be allowed to constantly remember your lotus feet. This benediction, which the sage Narada asked from Lord Krishna, is the ideal prayer of all pure devotees. A pure devotee never asks for any kind of material or spiritual benediction from Lord Krishna, but one's only prayer is that he or she may not forget the lotus feet of Lord Krishna in any condition of life. A pure devotee does not care whether one is put into heaven or hell. A pure devotee is satisfied anywhere, provided one can constantly remember the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya also taught this same process of prayer in his Shikshashtakam, in which he clearly stated that all he wanted was devotional service, birth after birth. A pure devotee does not even want to stop the repetition of birth and death. To a pure devotee, it does not matter whether one has taken birth again in the various species of life. One's only ambition is that he or she may not forget the lotus feet of Lord Krishna in any condition of life. Thus ends chapter 69, scene 2. Narada visits Krishna in the palace of Rukmini. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani Jatane Palana Kori. Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani Jatane Palana Kori. Krishna Vashati Vashati Boli Parama Adari Bori. Krishna Vashati Vashati Boli Parama Adari Bori. Shuddha Vakata Charana Venu Bhajana Anukula. I observe with great care the holy days like Ekadashi and Janmashtami, for they are the mother of devotion. As my dwelling place, I choose with the greatest of reverence and love the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. The following are notes on this chapter by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. Since Lord Krishna's own lotus feet are the source of the most holy Ganges, Krishna did not have to purify himself by bathing the feet of Narada Muni. The words Narayanau Narasukha indicate that Krishna is himself the Supreme Lord Narayana, who appeared as the friend of the sage Nara. In other words, Lord Krishna is Rishi Purana, the original and supreme spiritual master. Nevertheless, following the Vedic injunctions, Vidino Ditena, that a Kshatriya should worship Brahmanas, Lord Krishna happily worshipped his pure devotee Narada Muni. And as pointed out by Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti, all living beings are in fact servants of the Lord. Vishvanatha quotes the following verse from the Padma Purana to elucidate, Akarenochyate Vishnu, Shrir U Karena Katyate, Makarastu Tayor Dasa, Pancha Vinsha Prakirtitaha. In the sacred sound vibration Om, the letter A signifies Lord Vishnu, the letter U signifies the goddess Sri, while the letter M refers to their servant, who is the 25th element. The 25th element is Jiva, the living being. Every living being, therefore, is the servant of the Lord, and thus the Lord is the true friend of every living being. Thus, even when Krishna chastises envious persons like Jarasandha, such punishment amounts to real friendship, since both Krishna's chastisement and Krishna's blessing are for the benefit of the living being. Lord Krishna had asked Narada Muni, "What can we do for you?" And herein Narada answered. Narada is a pure devotee of the Lord, and thus his request was sublime. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.